This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A runoff election is in the works for the Colorado Springs mayoral race. It's likely that businessman Yemi Mobolade will be on the ballot. As KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports, City Councilman Wayne Williams believes he'll be the other candidate in the May election.
Williams says it's likely there aren't enough uncounted votes to change the outcome of Tuesday's election. He leads Sally Clark by around 1,500 votes. Williams says now he's hearing from people who were on the sidelines before.
We're actively working to obtain support from individuals and groups who may have supported other candidates, as well as those who may have been neutral in the race.
Williams says he respects Clark's intention to wait for the last votes to be counted. The election is scheduled for certification later next week. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Recent storms have given a huge boost to the state's snowpack, but most of that moisture hasn't made it across the mountains. Denver, Boulder, and Larimer counties have seen normal levels of precipitation, but the majority of eastern Colorado still experience moderate to severe drought. El Paso County, home to Colorado Springs, is among the areas under severe drought. Conditions worsen to the southeast. Baca County along the Oklahoma border is the only area dealing with exceptional drought, the highest category there is. And soldiers at Fort Carson Army Base are conducting live fire training exercises today. The base says increased noise and dust should be expected into the evening and through the night. The soldiers are working with large caliber rounds. Overnight in Denver, look for a low of 36. This is CPR News.